With the afternoon news headlines for KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran. Speaking today, Governor Jared Polis said that with Memorial Day coming up, people need to continue social distancing, and he reminded them that this isn't time for a vacation and people need to recreate close to home.
This is a global pandemic that we need to treat it as such. And there are always going to be, you know what, there's always Coloradans who are ignorant and selfish, but thankfully the vast majority of Coloradans are smart people who take precautions when we need to. Most Coloradans, I think I read the other day, somebody was caught going 130 miles an hour on one of our highways, and I think the state troopers thankfully apprehended them. You know what? Most Coloradans don't go 130 miles on our highways, even if you thought you could get away with it. Because you know that the life you're putting at risk is first and foremost your own. And so too, I'm so proud that the vast majority of Coloradans are reducing their social contacts, staying home more, wearing masks in public, and being smart. And just because we're all tired of living in a heightened threat out there, we all know that that has not made the threat go away.
There have been three cases reported in Colorado of an inflammatory disease related to COVID-19 that specifically impacts children. Dr. Sam Dominguez said at today's press conference that Children's Hospital in Denver is able to treat multisystem inflammatory syndrome. He said it's quite rare, but he advised parents to be on the lookout for symptoms.
I think what I would tell parents, particularly things to look for, are if you have multiple days of high fevers, that would be a concern to call your primary care provider. The other things that are presenting most commonly with this syndrome is actually pretty severe abdominal pain, and so it'd be another concerning sign that you should talk to your primary care provider about. And again, the things that look like Kawasaki disease, so red eyes, red lips, rash, any constellation of those symptoms together would be a reason to call your primary care provider as well, so they can talk to them about this and whether or not you need to be getting further tested or to be referred to for more specialty care.
The city of Boulder announced today that it is closing part of Boulder Creek close to Eppingy Fine Park, effective immediately, in an effort to reduce the community spread of COVID-19. Today's announcement comes after a newspaper photograph showing dozens of young people gathered Monday along the banks of Boulder Creek. None of the sunbathers wore masks or practiced social distancing. The closures include all parkland and creek bed north of the Boulder Creek path, from the eastern boundary of Eppingy Fine Park to the western boundary of the city of Boulder. Eppingy Fine Park itself will remain open. The closures will be monitored by police, and gatherings of 10 or more people will be asked to disperse. Some recreation areas around the state will begin to reopen towards the end of the month. Steve Miller has more.
The U.S. Forest Service has announced they would begin reopening some developed recreation sites in the Arapaho and Roosevelt National Forest and Medicine Bow Route National Forest after May 31st. Sky High News reports that the USFS order cancels the closure and fire restrictions for developed recreational sites today, May 20th, but gives local managers control over reopening and restrictions. Some closures will remain in place to allow employees time to prepare facilities, ensure proper personal protective equipment, and acquire ample cleaning supplies. Recreation sites, including campgrounds, developed trailheads, and picnic sites on National Forest property in the Rocky Mountain region, closed in April after Governor Jared Polis's stay-at-home executive order. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
You can find all of our coverage of the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as information and resources, online at kgnu.org.